The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We consider the biblical principle that not everyone is ready to get well. Also, what can make people completely blind to God's miraculous power? And also, what's the worst thing that can happen to us?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 972-445-0770. Also, you can send stuff in the IM thingy that's on the line on the Facebook thingy. That's my technical term, by the way. 972-445-0770. You can also call from anywhere in the country, but you can't call collect. Keep in mind, any topic's open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Sometimes I'm not sure if it's radio. I think the owner of the station might think sometimes it's radio, sometimes it's not radio. Me too, I agree with him. Here's the bottom line. The show's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. I got to start off immediately to let you know that, A, we got to give a big birthday shout-out to Cindy Flowers Towse. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Cindy. Okay, that's the best you get. Number two, this is as good as it gets. Number two, do you know what today is, holiday-wise? There's 9,000 holidays today.
Is it National Baked Cookies at Home Day or something like
there
that?
There is a National Home Baked Cookie Day.
All right.
That is correct. So you do get... Okay, hold on.
And National Eat Fruit at Work Day.
Okay.
That's
like
all I know.
There's like 12 holidays. That's not the problem. Today is also International Coffee Day.
Oh, I thought that was yesterday.
Yeah, well, now they're saying the international is today. And the only reason I bring that up is I was drinking my coffee and I spilled my... I get hot coffee... And then I take it and I put it in the microwave. As soon as it's done, I put it in the microwave for 30 to 45 seconds. Because I like it hot.
Extra hot.
Extra hot. And then I spilled it on my hand. So the only reason I'm bringing up National Coffee Day is the pain. Okay. Happy birthday, Cindy. Okay. You won't believe what happened today. How about that? How about this? So I'm doing my devotions, and this is kind of where we're going. So you're going to notice I'm not doing my normal read-ins. So I'm telling everybody I'm not doing the normal Mr. Restore or the Benefit Link or Dr. B, right? I'm not, or, you know, or Jamie from you know.
Blumenthal,
Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Thank you. And the reason is because I had a weird experience today doing my devotions, and I think it was all connected to the show. So I want to make sure to give it the time. And then if I'm wrong, what else is new? Get in line. But it all has to do with this meeting that took place at the pool with Jesus and this individual, the guy that met Jesus, or Jesus met him at the sheep gate. And it's fascinating what I went through, the study that I went through, and I want to share it. So we're going to use a little bit more time for that. We're going to do our normal commercials, but for the sake of general insanity, you're going to hear a little bit more teach than normal. So if you don't like that, we have our favorite word. It's not how we like our steak, but it is what we say to people. We tell them, tough. It's tough. There we go. Okay. Let me start off with this one. This is John chapter 5. This is going to be verses 1 through 6. Essentially, afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holidays. Inside the city near the Sheep Gate was the Pool of Bethesda with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he or she had. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. This was a trivia question we did yesterday. 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew how long he had been ill, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" I'm reading this and I'm thinking, that is, without a doubt, one of the most unique questions I think Jesus has asked anybody ever. First, let's talk about the pool at Bethesda, okay? So the pool has got like four different names in the Greek. And you're thinking, well, it must be this, well, it might be this. Well, it's kind of like saying the YMCA, the pool at the Y, you know, that Y place. It's kind of like that kind of thing. So when different people wrote about it, they wrote it using that kind of terminology. So it's not that big a deal. We know it's connected to the Sheep Gate. We know there's five covered porches. So we kind of know what they're talking about. An angel would come and stir the water. And now people have said, well, that wasn't really in the original text, although verse 7 gives some leeway to that. And you can fight about that or not. But one thing is for sure. There were all these sick people, and they were paralyzed. They were ill. They had all kinds of illnesses. They could be blind. They could be lame. They could be paralyzed. And whatever was happening in the water, whoever got in there first got some healing process taking place. I don't think it's bizarre to think that they had a healing pool. It's not a salt pool. It's not something you go and soak in like a bathtub. It's a thing where you get into the water after the angel stirs it and you get healed. And nobody was, there was no big thing that said con job. There was nothing that was selling tickets. This was something that was a part of their society, which probably gave them a pretty good insight that there was more spiritual things going on than most people recognize today, which is probably why they were more prepared for Jesus than we are. And the bottom line is that Jesus comes up to the guy, and this guy has been there 38 years. Do you know how long 38 years is? Some of you are not even 38 years old. Some of you have children that are in their 30s, maybe 31, maybe 32. Some of you have children that are 35 or 36. Just think about that, their entire span of life. Children of Israel were in the desert for 40 years. This guy's illness almost rivaled that time. Wow. 38 years is a long time. Look what Jesus asked him. When Jesus saw him and knew how long he had been ill, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" You think, wait, why would Jesus ask, "Would you like to get well?" And there's a reason. Because some people have been in their illness or in their infirmity so long that the truth is, while they make attitude and actions that say they want to get well, they don't really want to get well. They're used to their life. They're comfortable. I have a friend who knows these people, and they overindulge in everything there is in existence. And then they say, oh, if only the Lord would help us or would heal us. But the reality check is that they don't want to be helped or healed. They're really comfortable with where they're at, but they don't want to take personal responsibility or blame. I'm not saying that's what happened to this guy. What I'm saying is some people get to the point where they're so comfortable in their misery, they don't really want it to change. That's what they're used to. And you think, well, who would do that? People all around you, maybe even you yourself. You get so stuck. Now, wait, here, I got to do it. You get so stuck in a sin that you decide you can't get past that you just figure out it's better to get along than to have the conflict. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit home. That's offensive. I'm sure there's a lot of people that just turned off now. Here's the reason why. Because we get so, there gets to be so much time, we don't want to, it's like big changes. I don't want big changes. I mean, look, I'm getting to being close to 60. You think I really feel like going into counseling so I can find out what's psychologically wrong with me? Gee, that sounds like fun. Let me spend the next 15 years doing that so they can tell me you're just a moron. I could have got that for free. My point is this. We can get so comfortable in our infirmities, we don't make any effort or any reality check to get out. So Jesus asks him, would you like to get well? You've been this way for 38 years. Do you really want to change? Does this all, you really want this to happen? Because your life's going to change. That's a little tougher to think through. And I was thinking to my own self, I've been a Christian, it'll be, and I've mentioned this the other day, it'll be 41 years in the next 4 weeks. I've been a Christian for 41 years. There's some things in my life that I would say, probably shouldn't be there. Or shouldn't be there, I'm working on, or all that. But some things I work on harder than other things, and some things I get comfortable with. And I think that's true of most Christians who will just stop the game and just be honest and just say, yeah, I get way too comfortable with this. And it's like, if Jesus was in the room looking at you the entire time, would you still be that comfortable? No. That's my answer. No. So I'm going to ask you that same question that Jesus asked, because it's the challenge, right? It's pretty straightforward. Do you want to get well? Or is it a little bit more of a show? Even a show for yourself. So you can say that you're spiritual. Or really, do you just want to just kind of coast it along? There's times where I think, I don't want to do ministry anymore. I'm just going to get a job. I'm going to sell tiddlywinks. And I'm not going to do anything else, and then I'll just get a paycheck, and everybody can just leave me alone, and blah, blah, blah. That's called just getting along just to get along. That's the wrong spirit, isn't it? Yes, it is. All right. Take a break, come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Hey. Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la, 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 la,
oh, that is,
la, yeah. La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the X wasn't enough, because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the act up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer, or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Amazing Grace. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com is a great way to get in touch with us. Also, our website, davidspoonmedia.com. We do accept donations, and the reason that we do is because we want to be able to pay for the show, and we want to be able to pay for the show because I'm broke, and it's hard to pay for the show when you're broke. Just telling you. There's only so much plastic, okay? I don't have as much plastic as Nancy has in her face. I can't do anything about that. You have to just work through it. It's a great joke if you're from California. Facebook, David Spoon Media, most people know. And then YouTube, David Spoon Media. There is a new YouTube video about the greatest book ever written. Okay, let's do this. Let's do a little bit of trivia, and then we'll get into the next segment. I did say happy birthday to Cindy, so I want to make sure she heard that because she might have walked away. Here is the first trivia question. Okay? But you got to think. And remember, you can't just Google for the answer because that's not cool. You got to study or look for it. Okay? You got to know. That's the key here. All right? According to Peter, the Apostle Peter, who wrote an epistle is not the wife of an apostle. According to Peter, 1 Peter, what type of hope do we have? According to Peter, out of 1 Peter. 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. 7-0. I want to pick back up on this story that we've been talking about. The guy who was the paralyzed guy was at the pool of Bethesda. The angel stirs the water. That guy was there 38 years. Jesus comes up to him and says, "Would you like to get well?" The reality check is not everybody likes to get well. It's just fact. Not everybody likes to get well. Verse 7. "I can't, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm trying to get there, someone else always gets in ahead of me." Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your sleeping mat, and walk." Read my devotions. I'm going through the process. I'm loving it, right? Because I love doing my devotions. One of my favorite things. As I'm going through and looking at the story, I kind of see the story, you know, like I'm kind of looking at it like maybe I'm an observer watching the story. And so Jesus goes, "Do you want to get well?" And the guy goes, "I can't." The first and foremost thing that rings into my mind is how often that's what we say to the Lord. "I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. I can't get it done. I can't keep going. I can't do this. I can't do this." I'm not trying to go for positive confession in this teaching. I think that you have to have the right confession, biblical confession, because with the heart you believe and with the mouth you confess unto salvation. That's Romans 10, 9 and 10. You can't get away from that. But His saying I can't is not helping his faith. I can't do it. After a while, that word sucks the life out of you. Can't. Like, wow. And then he says this, I have no one to help me. That part's okay. I have no one to help me put me in the water. While I'm trying to get there, somebody else always gets there ahead of me. That sounds a little bit like jealousy or resentment. All these people get there first. I don't get there first. And they get there first, and I don't get there first. I know no Christian ever does that. Ever, right? Well, that person got there. Come on, Lord. You said yes to them for that. What about me? That's a little bit of an attitude check that we need to make sure. This I can't attitude and somebody always gets there ahead of me attitude are probably two attitudes that should be checked at the door. My granddaughter, her name is Adeline Joy. We call her Addie Bug. When she has an attitude, we say, oh, Addie has an attitude. And when it's a bad attitude, she's got a baddie-tude. And when it's a sad attitude, it's a saddie-tude. And when she's happy, it's a gladdie-tude. Yeah, sometimes we act like that, which is not good. Which is not good, right?
All right.
Somebody is calling in on the trivia question. We're going to answer that first, and then I'll finish up on the rest of this. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gerald.
Hi, Gerald. How are you?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen, brother. Amen. You're more than a conqueror through him. Talk to me, my friend. So we've got 1 Peter. Now, Peter, he does talk about hope in a couple of different places, but he gives hope a real characteristic, and that's what we're looking for here. Do you know what the hope is? What type of hope that we should have in the Lord?
Well, this is definitely a guess, but for me, my hope is in eternal life. That's my hope now. I don't want his hope to be.
Now, that is correct. It is your hope is in eternal life, and I want you, that is the main hope. But what is it? In other words, it's a hope that is not dead, but
alive.
That's right. It's a living hope.
Living hope.
It's
yes.
A living hope. So what's important about that part of it, is that a lot of people will have a hope and it's kind of like, eh, you know, it's okay. That's not a bad hope. I hope that Dallas wins the football game. Or I hope this. Well, the Christian has a living hope, a sustaining hope that enables us to keep going and not give in. That's the big key right there. You're right, though. It's eternal life. I mean, it's all about eternal life. You're right, my brother. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay. I appreciate it, brother. All right, God bless you. All right, so he got the eternal life right, and it's a living hope. It's a hope that's alive. If your hope is not alive, you need to recheck your hope. Double-check your scope and recheck your hope. Got to make sure it's alive, okay? All right, let's go back to this. Good job by him, by the way. So he's been calling it with some real good ones. So, I mean, I think that's awesome. And I appreciate him calling in. I appreciate everybody that writes us, emails us, texts us, all the things, because you guys, you're an encouragement, definitively. All right, so here's this guy. He's the guy that's at the pool, the pool at Bethesda. And here he's 38 years crippled. Jesus says, you want to get well? And he's like, I can't. And then he's like, somebody always gets in ahead of me. Now look what Jesus says. Watch what Jesus, it's so cool. He goes, stand up, pick up your sleeping mat, and walk. Jesus is actually saying, when this guy is saying, I can't, Jesus is saying, you can. And he's like, well, I can't do it. Jesus is like, yes, you can. I can't. Yes, you can. I can't. Yes, you can. Stand up. Stop lying down. Pick up your sleeping mat and walk. Take a step. That's the hardest thing for people to do in the Christian faith. Even though we're believers, oftentimes as believers, just for the Lord to get us to move is amazing. It's, you know, there's a, it's a proverb. It's not a real proverb. It's not a Bible proverb. Relax. But it's a very funny proverb, and it says, it's easier for God to redirect a moving rock than to get the rock to move. No, that's not biblical, but that does not mean it does not have truth in it. And there's a truth to the fact that if you're moving, it's God to easier for God to go left, go right. You know, do a U-turn, go this way, go that way. The idea is for you and I to understand that we need to stand up, pick up our sleeping mat, the thing that's got us tied to the ground, pick that up so that it doesn't tie you to the ground, and start walking. Because when everybody's telling you, I can't, that's not true. In Jesus, you can. And you should, for the most part. You should. And why I want you to think that way is because of how much, let me say this in the nicest way, how much negative rubbish comes out of the internet, off of your phone, off of that computer of ours, off the television. They're telling you you're this, you're telling you they're that. I mean, every person in the universe is super duper crummy if you're not exactly like these new age type of people who think that they understand everything about life because they want to represent plants in a court of law and defend the plants' rights to live, and better that the human race should be exterminated and the earth just be left alone. You know, I wish they would go back. Off the planet is where I wish they'd go back. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And the idea that they try to make everybody feel bad, even just before this show, there was a little bit of a trivia element because NBC is telling people to confess their climate change sins. Confess your climate change sins to NBC. That's what it is, to NBC, because they can absolve you of nothing. All they can do is turn you in from dumb to dumber. Don't forget, media stands for making everyone dumber in America. That's what media stands for. That's why, though, we're David's Media, because I can help do that, too. I can just do that with Christ. I don't have to do that apart from Christ. Bottom line, you can through Jesus. Yes, you can. Stop saying you can't. Yes, you can. I don't think I can get through it. Yes, you can. I don't know if I can do it. Yes, you can. Stand up, pick up your sleeping mat, and walk. Get going. You can do this, especially in the Lord. You can do anything. Okay, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
All of mankind, destroying everyone.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Sometimes
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Also, you can go to our website, davidspoonmedia.com, because that's my handle. There we go. Little delayed Sean Connery right there. That's my handle. There we go. Hi, how you doing, Wonder Julie? You okay today? Doing all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Just checking in. Okay, here we go. Let's get into the next section, which I find to be fascinating. Same story. So this is all coming from my devotions this morning. This is what happens when you have a devotional life. You have that opportunity to, in fact, engage with the Lord and kind of learn and grow and saturate in the Lord. And it's a fantastic element to have him share with you and speak with you while you're engaging in the Word of God. Most people, and I will say this real quickly, and I want to get this done fast. Most people, they get to the Word of God, and it's like a burden to read. Okay, it's like really difficult. Let me just give you a clue. I know some people are really going to dislike this. I still love you in the Lord. But if you are like super, super dulled out when you're reading, it may be time to look at a different translation. Or it may be time to do a little bit more preparation before you read. Like take a minute and 20 seconds, I know it's long, and just ask the Lord to soften your spirit and to open your reception up to what he wants to share. You don't read the Bible just to read, although in Revelation you do get blessed just by reading it. But you want to read the Word of God to hear what God has to say. You're trying to find out and hear from the Lord. So that's a big, big principle. I know some people don't like that, but oh well. All right, here we go. Here's the next element. So we have the man. He's at the well. He's been there for 38 years. He's saying, I can't do this. I can't do this. Jesus is like, yes, you can. You can do this. Okay? First, Jesus wants to make sure he wants to get well. That's a good idea. Right? Like, you want to get well? Yes. Okay, here we go. And the guy's like, well, I can't. And Jesus is like, you can. You can, and you will. You can do this. Now watch this in verse 9. This is so amazing because I think I'm guilty of this, and I have a feeling most people would look at this and go, yeah, maybe me too. Verse 9 in John chapter 5, instantly the man was healed. He rolled up his mat and began walking. But this miracle happened on the Sabbath day. So the Jewish leaders objected. They said to the man who was cured, you can't work on the Sabbath. It's illegal to carry that sleeping mat. He replied, the man who healed me said to me, pick up your sleeping mat and walk. Who said such a thing as that? They demanded. This is the Pharisees, the religious leaders, who Jesus heals this guy who's 38 years paralyzed or a cripple or an invalid, whatever the determination is, because the scripture doesn't specifically say what his disease is. And he's healed and he's picked up his sleeping mat, he rolled it up, and he's walking with it, and they come up and they say to him, it's illegal to carry your sleeping mat. First and foremost, there is no scripture that says it is illegal to carry your sleeping mat on the Sabbath, just in case you want to know what's going on there. What's going on is once they had established the law, there were all of these Talmudic laws, rabbinical laws that were added, rabbinical commentaries that were added to the law, rabbinical concepts that were added to the law, and they became as weighty as the law itself. And one of the big issues was you cannot carry an object from point A to point B on the Sabbath. That's how it came to be understood as illegal to carry your sleeping mat because you're taking it from point A to point B. That is not what the Bible says. It is not what the Sabbath was about. It's got nothing to do with it. And it was a bad interpretation of what the law was. However, I don't want to talk about that, even though I just did. What I want to talk about is that instantly the man was healed. And he began to roll up his mat and began walking. And the miracle happened on the Sabbath. So the Jewish leaders objected. They objected to Jesus doing something nice on the Sabbath. All right? I want to give you a scripture. I want you to be careful. I don't want you to abuse it. People abuse scriptures all the time. But I want you to be aware of it. In John chapter 5, verse 41, Jesus said this, "Your approval or disapproval means nothing to me." Like what? When the world starts telling Christians how to be Christians, this is what we should be saying. Your approval or disapproval means nothing to me. You think, well, how could you say something so rude? How can you say something so mean? That's pretty simple. Because we're living for God and his approval, not the world and their approval. So Jesus, quite frankly, just said straight out to the leaders, what you guys think, pro or con, regarding me, I don't care. Well, that's such a harsh attitude. No, none of those people that we're trying to impress have a heaven to put us in, and they don't count on the scale of, you know, approval or disapproval. Only God's scale counts. Oh, but Dave, society knows what it's doing. Sure they do. We're murdering millions of babies every year. We know exactly what we're doing. We're sinning our brains out. That's what we're doing. We're paying people not to grow food because that's godly. Well, you don't understand the economics. No, but I understand paying somebody not to use the land in order to get pricing and structure. And just, I understand that. I'm just going to have to still give an account. Okay, well, I gave you all plenty of food. What'd you do with it? Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this miracle was done on the Sabbath, and that irritated the Jewish leaders. Jesus did not really care if they approved or disapproved, and quite frankly, you need to be walking your life as a Christian, God's approval or disapproval first. You don't live for the audience, you live for the author. And they said to the guy, this is wrong. I want you to catch this. This is wrong. You can't carry your mat. It's illegal. You can't be doing what you're doing. It's the Sabbath. Do you know what happened? Legalism made them completely blind to the miracle power of God. Legalism made them so blind, they could not even consider the miracle that was just done. Let me put this in perspective that might help. I kind of wish I had Isaac Air Freight here to help me do this, but I don't. But here's the bottom line. This guy had been an invalid for 38 years. This was not somebody that wasn't around there. This guy was there for almost 4 decades. He was probably there longer than the religious leaders. Jesus heals the guy, and they cannot even see. They cannot even see that Jesus did a miracle. They only see that the law was broken. Legalism can make you blind to the work of God. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean that you don't do things appropriate. I mean, Jesus, even when he healed somebody, he said, go make the sacrifice. It's called for. I mean, it's not like that's it. But that's not what the point is. The point is they got mad because God did something supernatural and God didn't check in with them. It's like, Lord, God didn't check in with us. I don't know. It reminds me when I went to Bible college when I was a younger guy. And the guy played the professor there who taught pastoral epistles. I kind of remember this pretty well. Played this song about the church, and the whole song about the church goes on, it goes on, it goes on, and it talks about all the rules and regulations. And keep in mind, every church has their own Ten Commandments. That's just kind of how that goes. But then at the very end, it's like, this is our church, and God, if you don't fit in here, you're not welcome. And it's like, what? See, but that happens. You think that never happens. It happens all the time. It's when a active ecclesia body of the Lord Jesus Christ becomes its own separate entity, severed from the head, which is Christ, to become its own existent property, its own viable existence. And that's when it becomes religious. Right there. That's it. That's where religion takes place. When you separate from Christ and try and be spiritual, it's like trying to be a Christian without Christ. It's like, what are you doing? And that legalism, that blinds us. You got to be careful. In your own life, you can't be legalistic where you don't see the wonderful things of God. When I talk to people and they'll tell me this is going on and this is going on, and there's struggles. Everybody's having struggles. It's not like this is a new thing. Everybody struggles. But what they rarely see is the cool things that God is doing. And that's our own fault. Because we're so focused on, well, this isn't right, or this isn't being done right. I don't like the way this is, or this person's mean, or this is taking place. But did you get an answer to prayer? Yes. Did you celebrate that miracle? No. You pray, God says yes, here's the answer, you do nothing. But you don't like how, you know, Sally has a bee in her bonnet. Okay, got it. You get that? That makes sense. You got to not do that. You got to celebrate in the Lord the great things and the things he's doing. We do that in our own. So it's not just the church that does this, folks. It's you do it to yourself. I mean, God was like showing me stuff this morning. I'm like, I can't believe I'm celebrating it right now on this show, telling you this is what the Lord showed me. I think it's cool. Celebrate with me. If it helps you, praise the Lord. If it just helps me, praise the Lord. I'm your brother in the Lord, right? Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. It's not legalism. It's life in the Spirit. Okay? All right. Okay, okay. We're going to take a short break and come back. We have a closer that you won't believe. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now, being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Our email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Our website, davidspoonmedia.com. Do you see a theme there? davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. You can go on your roof, scream, David Spoon Media! Nothing will happen, but your neighbors may call the police. That's your own right to do that, I suppose. It's also their right to call the police. I just want to point that out. Our trivia question. Oh, tomorrow, expository on Thursday. Tomorrow, hopefully I'm going to be able to teach a really kind of a cool teaching about Christian vision and seeing with the right eyes. Here is our trivia question that I do want to ask you. So we already had a great answer on our Peter, what type of hope, eternal and living hope. Now here's the next question, but you only have a little bit of time. What does the rainbow represent? You know, people have been stealing the rainbow from the Lord. It's his. We have the rainbow. It's God's rainbow. 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. What does it represent? You don't have to give me a perfect theological answer. You can just get in the ballpark. You'll be fine. Let's go to this last segment. This is all from this one reading today, which is just a real blessing for me. So this is John chapter 5, verse 13 through 15, and it's important to note. This is what it says. The man, back it up to verse 12. They said, who said such a thing as that, they demanded. This is of the man who had the mat, and he was walking with the mat, and they were getting mad because he was walking on the Sabbath, and they want to know who told him who did that. And so they said, who said such a thing as that, you know, to pick up your mat and walk? Verse 13, the man didn't know, for Jesus had disappeared into the crowd. But afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and told him, now you are well, so stop sinning, or something even worse may happen to you. Then the man went to find the Jewish leaders and told them it was Jesus who had healed him. As opposed to you thinking in this text, this guy was doing great by sharing the testimony, he was telling on Jesus. Just so you don't get that confused. But here was something that was amazing. 38 years this guy was oppressed. 38 years he was an invalid. 38 years he wasn't moving. Jesus heals him, But look at verse 13. The man didn't even know who Jesus was. And you think, no, that's not possible. The only way that Jesus heals people is that he heals them and then they get saved. That is incorrect. If you read the story of the lepers, you'll find out that 10 lepers were saved or were healed, but only one came back to thank the Lord, and the Lord pronounced that man well, as in fully well, as in saved, because the word salvation means healed, made well, it means redeemed, it means all of those things. In fact, it comes from a picture word of somebody who's in water, drowning, and somebody else comes along on a boat, picks that person up on the boat from the water and picks that person out of the water and puts them in the boat from the drowning water. That's what salvation is picture-wise, and that can be physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological, all these different things. That's the wellness that Jesus brings. When those 10 lepers were healed, only one of 10 came back and acknowledged Jesus Christ. That's the guy that was saved. And you think, well, wait, you tell me that this guy might not have been saved? Might not. I mean, it's not for me to say whether he was saved. Scripture does not indicate he was. What it does say is he didn't know who Jesus was. And look at what Jesus says to him. This is what I want you to get. He says, now you are well, stop sinning, or something even worse may happen to you. Let me ask you a question, Sparky. Ready? What is going to be worse than 38 years of being paralyzed? Right? I'll tell you what will be worse than 38 years of being paralyzed. An eternity separated from God's favor and blessing would be worse. And while this guy had physical redemption from his 38 years of oppression, he still needed to turn and turn away from a life of sin and turn to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Jesus healed him, but this guy needed to understand that Jesus was the Savior. So Jesus is like, stop sinning. No life of sin allowed. Jesus is not just the healer, he's the Savior. And if you don't get saved from your sins, you're going to spend eternity apart from God, period. And you think, well, how can that be? How is that possible? Well, Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Jesus, we have the gift of eternal life. You can get healed by the Lord, but if you don't get saved by the Lord, if you don't acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, and listen to what it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. But if you have not, you will not be saved. I didn't write it, folks. Romans 10:13, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and he died for your sins. So if the Lord's touched you, that's superbly fantastic. Make sure you acknowledge Jesus Christ as Savior. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. But it doesn't apply if you deny. And so this guy is like, that Jesus guy, he healed me. And look at what Jesus says to him. Hey, don't live a life of sin or something worse will happen. What's worse? Eternity apart from God. That's what's worse. And you think, well, do you tell me that Jesus touches people and then people don't respond? Every day that happens. Every single day. Jesus touches people and they don't respond, don't acknowledge, or they ignore him. Every day. Every day, God is saving lives. People have no acknowledgement, don't recognize it, don't give God the credit or the glory. There's going to be a book, and that book's going to be opened, and God's going to go, let's see, here's where I saved you here, here's where I did this, here's where I did this. Any thanksgiving? Nope. Any praise? Nope. Any acknowledgement? Nope. Did you ever acknowledge my testimony that Jesus died for your sins? Nope. Ooh, not looking good. And at that point, there's not enough burn lotion that's going to help you. The aloe vera will not save you at that point. Jesus tells him, stop sinning, or something worse is going to happen. Think about that. Think about that statement. And this guy's like, okay. Hey, it was that Jesus guy. He's the one who told me. All of these four principles from this one devotional read, I want you to catch this. Do you want to get well? Because not everybody does. And if the answer is yes, well, you know what? Don't have the attitude of you can't. Have the attitude of you can, and through Christ you can. Don't be so legalistic that you miss the miracle power of God. And don't forget that salvation is in Christ and Christ alone. He's the only Savior for your sins. There is one mediator between God and mankind. It's the man Christ Jesus. That's it. All four of those principles from one devotional reading. How does that happen? If we read to listen. There's a lot more there. There's a lot more available. Okay, I did ask the question, but I didn't give a lot of time. I didn't do a lot of promo on the rainbow question. We will ask that tomorrow. We'll give people a chance to come back, because most of you know what the rainbow is about, but you want to get it right, and I know you don't want to get on the air and make a mistake. I was born on the air making a mistake. Ask me. So we got like 2 minutes left, so I thought I'd tell you a joke just to close out the show, okay? All right. There was a guy, and he didn't have any arms. Very sad. It's a joke, people. Go with me. But he wanted to work at the church, and he couldn't really do anything. And then the priest said, can you help ring the bell? He goes, you don't have any arms. He goes, well, I'll use my face. And the priest said, well, every hour on the hour, you got to hit the bell with your face. The guy said, okay. So every hour, 1 o'clock, boom, he would run into the little thing so that the bell would ring. He'd run into the 2 o'clock, he'd run into the thing, the bell would ring. He'd keep using his face and he'd keep smacking it the bell so that the bell would ring. He kept doing that. And he kept doing that and doing that day after day after day. One day he was really tired to get up there, and he ran as hard as he could, and he went and he smacked the bell, but he missed the bell, fell out of the tower, and he was on the ground there. And everybody looked around. They said, oh, my gosh, who is it? Who is it? And the guy comes up and he goes, I don't know, but his face sure rings a bell. Get it? That's right. No class whatsoever. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.